Let's say hello now to Terry Flanagan at his home in Dublin 15. Terence, have you anything to add to this?
Yes, Derek, I was just listening to the conversation there about how animals heal themselves. I found it very, very interesting. You know, the one thing I was thinking about was the plant here in Ireland that we commonly call the piss in the bed. And you know what that one is?
The dandelion. You made a documentary about it.
Exactly. And an unusual thing about dandelions is that they're a very good source of vitamin C. Now, humans and guinea pigs cannot make vitamin C, so we must take it in. Now, we take in plenty of vitamin C from oranges and various things like that. But I kept guinea pigs for 20-odd years when my children were very, very small up here at home. They made great pets. The one thing about the guinea pigs is they too, they can't make that vitamin C, so they need it. And a particular source of vitamin C for them are dandelions. So when I'd have them out in the garden in an open kind of a cage, they used to go crazy for the dandelions. They'd start off, they'd eat the flowers first of all, and then they'd work their way down the stem and that kind of milky part of the stem. They just went mad for them. And then at those times of the year when there were no flowers around, they ate the leaves. They loved the leaves. So I was always on the lookout for dandelions, believe it or not, for my guinea pigs.
So they just are lacking the enzyme to produce the vitamin C, is that it?
Something similar to that, yes. I'm not sure exactly what the procedure is, but they're unable to manufacture vitamin C. They have to take it in ready-made.
And how long did you have the guinea pigs for, Terry?
Oh, well over 20 years. When the lads were small here at home, I found them an ideal pet because when they're born with hair on their bodies. They're not naked like rats or mice. They're very, very cuddly and they never bit. I found with hamsters, when you kept hamsters, hamsters were a bit nippy. So I always found guinea pigs to be the ideal pet to start off children with.
Anyway, you're not here to talk about guinea pigs and ideal pets for children.